Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest tonight grew up in Farmington Hills, Michigan, and earned a BA degree in economics and management from Albion College. In January 2010, she founded World Clothesline, which matches every item sold with a new item for someone in need. Crane's Detroit Business recently named her as one of their 20 in their 20s. A phenomenal young lady with a heart of gold. Her name, Mallory Brown. And we're honored to have her as our guest. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. I'm Jack Rasula. This is Anything Is Possible, and we're talking to Mallory Brown, the founder and CEO of World Clothesline. Mallory, welcome. A real honor to have you.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here.
Can we start by talking about your childhood?
Sure.
And your mom and your dad.
Okay. Well, I grew up in Farmington Hills, a suburb of Detroit, and had a great family. My dad is an entrepreneur, so he kind of instilled that, you know, go find your passion and do what you love in me. And my mom, actually, she was a wonderful mom. She stayed at home and took care of her children. I'm the middle of three siblings. I have an older sister and a younger brother. And my younger brother's actually disabled, so she's his caretaker. But I had a great family life and a lot of opportunities to, you know, discover what was my passion.
What's the biggest thing, Mallory, you learned from mom, and what's the biggest thing you learned from dad?
The biggest thing I learned from my mom was dedication. She's the most dedicated person. She takes a task and runs with it, and she taught me to be precise and to put my heart into what I do. And my dad taught me that I should always continue to learn. My dad, actually, he was a financial planner up until he was 40, and then he switched careers and became a film producer. So he's always searching for the next big adventure in life and taught me to, you know, be open-minded and open to new opportunities.
Your younger brother, Derek, as you said, cerebral palsy, he's 23. What's the biggest thing he's taught you?
Well, he's taught me to appreciate what I have, just the ability to live a basic full life. It's that's a blessing that I have, and he struggles with so many things. He's very limited in his lifestyle. So, appreciate what you have. Don't take anything for granted, and really seeing the struggles he has and the limitations on his life, it makes me want to live an even greater life, do everything that he can't do, just, you know, to appreciate, you know, that opportunity.
Our listeners are already saying, wow, this is a special young lady. She just graduated a couple years ago from Albion with a BA degree in economics and management, very mature. Mallory, what were you like in high school?
In high school, I was a typical overachiever. I was really, you know, I took all the honors classes. I really enjoyed math and science. I did extracurricular activities. I was in theater. I played sports. Valedictorian. I was, you know, that girl at the top of the class.
Let's go all the way back to January 2010.
Okay.
That's 2.5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You're 23 years old, and you decide to start a business, and you call it World Clothesline.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about World Clothesline.
Okay. Well, World Clothesline is an apparel company. It is what it sounds like. It's a clothing line for the people of the world. So we have a philanthropic mission, which is to clothe the world. and we match every item that we sell with a new item that we give to someone in need. So if our customers buy a t-shirt from us, they get that t-shirt and we give a second t-shirt to someone in need. We give away clothes domestically and internationally around the world. And it's basically a buy one, give one company that promotes conscious consumerism.
Where did you ever get the idea for this?
Well, I'm a big traveler. I love to travel. I mean, most people say they like to travel, but I really love to travel. I backpack, I rough it, going, you know, with just a basic supplies on my back and go out and explore the world. And in doing so, I learned about, you know, the needs in third world countries and I mean the needs that exist in our own country, and found that clothing is a need that is not very well fulfilled around the world. So I decided to take the everyday purchases that we make here in the U.S. and transform that into a way to give clothes to people that need them.
I've toiled for 40-plus years in the business world. It's a war out there right now, and not getting easier. Very competitive. When I first met you and I said, the model is for every item of clothing that somebody buys from you, you give a similar item away to somebody in the world for free, that's a model of disaster. Financially, how do you make it work?
Well, surprisingly, it does work. In today's consumer world, customers want the most from their purchase. And so, you know, especially with the economy the way that it is today, they want every dollar to count as much as it can. So they want the best quality product, you know, our high standards, and they also want, you know, if we can make that product give back, that's a bigger bonus. So the way that my company is structured, that there's a charitable aspect to the item that you're purchasing, that's very appealing to consumers. And I know, you know, when budgets are tight and people, you know, they have to buy a gift for your niece who just graduated or Christmas presents, a lot of people they struggle between purchasing and giving to charity, you know, and they feel they have to, maybe if I buy a bunch of presents this month, I won't be able to donate. When they purchase from World Clothesline, it kind of kills two birds with one stone. They are able to make their normal purchases and give back at the same time. So the demand is definitely there, and that's what drives the business.
We're talking to Mallory Brown, and I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Welcome back to Anything is Possible. I'm Jack Rasula, and we're with Mallory Brown, a most fascinating young lady, the founder and CEO of World Clothesline. Mallory, where are the clothes made?
All of the clothes that I sell are made in the U.S. They're manufactured in California, and then I actually work with a Michigan screen printer, a company called Create My Tea. They're based out of Ann Arbor, Michigan, and they screen print the designs onto the clothing. So they're, I guess, finalized here in Michigan.
How much input do you have in the design of the clothes?
I design the clothes pretty much. I pick the general design and the feel, the colors, and then I work with graphic designers to make them look pretty and printable, because I'm not a graphic designer, but essentially the ideas of the designs are mine.
What countries are you serving today, and how did you select those countries?
Well, World Clothesline, we have collections for you know, specific countries around the world, so the designs represent a cultural aspect of that country. And right now we have collections for the United States, Peru, Indonesia, and we just launched an Africa collection. And I picked the first three countries, the U.S., Peru, and Indonesia, because I had explored each of them extensively. And those were the countries when I launched, and I wanted to know what I was getting into, essentially. In Peru and in Indonesia, I have a liaison on the ground that I work with to help with the delivery of the clothes. Part of our mission is to deliver all of the items personally. So we see the person that we're giving to and actually hand them the shirt or sweatshirt or a pair of pants or whatever it is that they'll be receiving. So I needed someone that speaks the local language and knows the local, you know, modes of transportation. The places that we give are normally off the beaten path, so you can't just take the normal tourist route to get there. It's remote villages or, you know, kind of isolated areas. So that was my reason for selecting Peru and Indonesia, was because of liaisons. I had met each of them when I had visited the countries previously. I wanted to have a U.S. collection because it's very important for me to give back to the country that I come from. And there's obviously people in need here. And the newest collection for Africa, it's actually my latest adventure that I'm undertaking this fall. We just launched the collection in early June, and I will actually be driving from Egypt down the east coast of Africa all the way to South Africa on a charity trip. There's people going with, you know, the goal of raising money for all different sorts of causes, and mine is obviously clothing. So we launched the Africa collection, and for every item sold, I will be giving away an item of clothing along my trip through Africa.
It seems to me you will run out of clothing long before you get to South Africa.
Well, that is true. We have to be strategic about who we give to and sort of designate a specific number of clothes per country. We've also selected three orphanages along the way. One is in Ethiopia, one in Kenya, and one in Tanzania. And I have specific clothes that I'll be giving to those children. They're set aside, so I make sure not to give them away before I get there.
What do you do when you go to a little village and there's 100 kids show up and you have only 10 shirts?
Well, I haven't run into that problem yet because I've planned, I plan it out very extensively before the actual trip. For the deliveries I've done so far, which I've given away clothes in downtown Detroit. That was for the U.S. collection. I've given clothes to a remote village in the Andes Mountains for the Peru collection, and then also clothed an island in need in Indonesia for the Indonesia collection. And for each of those deliveries, I have a target number of people that I'm giving to. I know the demographics of the village or the island or whatever it is that I've pre-selected, so I arrive with enough clothes for everyone. In Africa, it's a little different because I will be there for such an extensive period of time and will be meeting so many people that I just kind of have to gauge whether or not I will be able to give clothes away. Large groups are hard to handle just because you don't want to start an uprising over, you know, the donation of T-shirts. So that's sort of a call I'll have to make at the time.
We're talking to Mallory Brown. If you want to learn more, www.worldclothesline.com. Mallory, you're going to leave, actually, for Africa on August the 6th.
Mm-hmm.
You say, and I quote you, "I am inspired by the world." What do you mean by that?
I love the world. I'm just obsessed with it. I love different cultures and different people and different languages and the sounds and the sights. I mean, it all, it's just so thrilling to me. That's why I say that I truly love to travel. And I actually prefer not to stay in a nice hotel. I want to live the way that the locals live and, you know, take that local transportation and eat the street food and just the different tastes and sounds and flavors. It's like a drug to me. I mean, I really love it. And I feel like that is a very unique perspective that I have. Most people my age, I don't think appreciate all of those little things. And it's a side mission of World Clothesline is to educate people about these different places around the world and different people and how they live, and, you know, share my passion for that.
If someone wants to buy some clothes before August 6th, they go to www.worldclothesline.com. But if there's a listener that wants to make a donation, what does that person do?
Well, we have begun working with different corporations to do corporate sponsorships or corporate T-shirts, and there's lots of ways that people can help in a larger way if they'd like to. We even have some personal donations to World Clothesline. I should mention that we are not it's not a nonprofit. It's a business. It runs just like a retail store, and so. You know, but we work with people to have different promotions and have them really involved with what we do. So anyone that's interested in helping more, they can reach out to me personally. My email address is Mallory, it's M-A-L-L-O-R-Y, @worldclothesline.com. And I'd love to talk to them about ways that they can become more involved.
Speaking of companies that are helping you, talk to us about Moose Jaw in Madison Heights.
Well, Moose Jaw Mountaineering is an outdoor adventure supply store. They're wildly successful and very popular in Michigan and around the country. And they reached out to me after I did my delivery to Peru, which was spring of 2011. They reached out to me saying, "We love what you do. We want to help with your next delivery," which was to Indonesia. So we created a collaborative between Moose Jaw and World Clothesline, and it was sold in all of the Moose Jaw stores, moosejaw.com and worldclothesline.com. And then for every T-shirt sold, we gave a T-shirt away in Indonesia. It was a huge opportunity for me just because Moose Jaw is such a popular brand and so wide known, and it really plays off of that adventure travel aspect of World Clothesline. It kind of brought some fun and spunk to my mission, and then brought a charitable aspect to their company. And actually, they just agreed to do a second collab tee that goes for my Africa trip. So I'll be working with Moose Jaw once again, and this fall, customers can purchase an Africa T-shirt from Moose Jaw stores, and then they will be helping me over in Africa.
Another sponsor is Garden Fresh Gourmet, Jack and Annette Arison, who's been on the show, good friends. When we come back, we'll talk about what Garden Fresh Gourmet has done for you. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. This is Anything Is Possible. I'm your host, Jack Rasula, and we're with Mallory Brown, who's in love with life and giving throughout the world. Mallory, Garden Fresh Gourmet has been another major sponsor. Jack and Annette Arison, great people. What have they done for you?
Well, Garden Fresh, yes, it's a wonderful company based in Ferndale, Michigan, and they fell in love with my mission. I fell in love with them. I'm so in awe of the way they've built that company. It's really phenomenal, phenomenal food company. But they wanted to help me, and so they sponsored my Indonesia trip, and Garden Fresh, you know, they offset some of the travel costs that were associated with flying halfway around the world in order to give away shirts. And it was an honor for me to be able to represent them and show their logo. I actually walked around the delivery island with a bag of Garden Fresh salsa, which was kind of fun. The Garden Fresh chips. So they've sponsored me on the Indonesia trip. And then for my next delivery to Africa, my latest sponsor is Meijer, based in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And, I mean, that is just an enormous honor to represent Meijer. I mean, such a huge, successful, family-owned company who, again, really loves my mission. And, you know, they wanted to help get me to Africa. So I really, it's so reinforcing to know what I'm doing resonates with these people, and they want to help in, you know, a bigger way than just purchasing shirts. So, yeah.
You're a phenomenal young lady with a heart of gold that loves to travel. Talk to us, Mallory Brown, about how good we have it and how blessed we are in America.
Oh, I would love to talk to you about how good we have it, because I feel like everyone should spend at least one day in a third world country, and just to open your eyes to, you know, the way that life is, you know, elsewhere. The island that I clothed in Indonesia, for example, they are an isolated island. It's a chain of three islands, actually, called the Gili Islands. And most people that live on the islands have never traveled outside of those three islands. They don't have running water. They don't have electricity. There are no motorized vehicles on the islands, so they can only travel by horse cart, bicycle, or, you know, walking. It's amazing to see the process of transporting goods, you know, when fresh fruit is picked, how they put those in baskets and carry them around the island. And I mean, life is so different, and it really makes you appreciate washing machines and, you know, carpet. Every trip I take, I come back and there's something new that I'm amazed by. Normally, the streets driving away from the airport, you know, back to my home, I'm just staring at the side of the road, marveling at how clean it is. And airport streets, I mean, they're not, you know, this isn't manicured land. It's just an average highway. And I'm just blown away that we, you know, we don't have trash floating around and we have pavement. And I normally get home and go straight to the sink and I drink out of the tap, because to see clear, crisp water coming out of the tap when you know, everywhere else is just brown river water. Really, we're so blessed to be born in this country, and everyone should take it, you know, appreciate that and take advantage of that. And when opportunities are presented to you, take them, because there's people around the world that never would get that opportunity.
You say, and I quote, "I am giving global hope and global awareness." Mallory Brown, what is hope?
Hope. Wow. Hope is belief in something greater, you know, in a purpose, in the future. I really believe that I'm giving hope, because you know, I realize that giving clothes away, although clothes are very much needed, and there's many, you know, health concerns and all of that associated with wearing clean, proper clothing, but it's also not, you know, saving lives or, you know, changing the world or ending war. It's a t-shirt or a sweatshirt I'm offering someone, you know, not a new life. So I'm very aware of that, but it's what those clothes symbolize is really what I'm giving them. It's very important to me to give exactly an exact equivalent of what was purchased, because it's about the equality of life. You know, if someone here purchases a sweatshirt, I give away a sweatshirt, because that person in need that needs the sweatshirt, you know, that's the same quality of life as the person that purchased the sweatshirt. And I give away all the clothes personally, not because I want to go travel around those countries, which obviously I do, but because it means so much to those people that I look them in the eye and I introduce myself and I present them with a gift. You know, it's I respect them as people and I want to have that moment of connection with them. The trip I just returned from to Indonesia, the people were so thankful that I chose them when I could have chosen anyone in Indonesia or any country around the world. And they felt so honored. I mean, some of the women were teary-eyed because, you know, they felt valued. And that is really the overall point of World Clothesline.
What have these people in the third world countries taught you, Mallory Brown?
They have taught me compassion, definitely. They've taught me that I can make a difference, you know, that I matter as a person, and that what I do is important. They've taught me to value the relationships that I have, to strive for more. I mean, they've taught me all of the life lessons that you hope you know when you're 80. I feel like I know them now because I've met so many people around the world and been embraced by them that I feel so loved.
You're a graduate of Albion College a few years ago. Let's imagine that you're asked to go back to Albion and give a talk to incoming freshmen at Albion about taking risks.
Well, Albion College is a great school for taking risks. So it's actually a perfect talk that I would have. But Albion is a very small school. They are very, you know, give a custom education to their students. So I would tell these incoming freshmen to take advantage of that, to try new things, to explore different pathways and careers and classes and courses, and try out a bunch of different things to, you know, to find their passion. I mean, so many people ask me, how did you know you wanted to do this? Or when did you decide? And it's just because I found what I love. I love helping people. I love meeting people, and especially when they're of a different culture than mine. I only know that because I tried a million different things before I got to this. So, you know, I'd say most incoming freshmen don't know what they want to do yet. So don't, you know, pick the one path and stay down that. Dabble in a lot of different things and try things maybe you don't know if you like, and see if that is your passion. That's the only way you'll discover it.
You exude a belief that life is so fresh, life is so exciting. The best is yet to come. Mallory Brown, are you ever afraid of failing?
Not really. I mean, I have a lot of fear in life. Everyone has fear, but failing isn't one of them. I believe that, you know, it's a cliche, but, you know, the joy is in the journey and not in the destination. And so I don't really see that I can fail. You know, if I tried to do something, that's success right there. I mean, I've definitely made mistakes and definitely, you know, might do things differently if I had a second chance. I mean, everybody would, but I don't see that as failing.
We're talking to Mallory Brown, and I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. I'm Jack Rasula. This is Anything Is Possible, and we're talking to Mallory Brown, the founder and CEO of World Clothesline, which matches every item sold with a new item for someone in need. Mallory, you mentioned you don't worry about failing, but you have fears. There's a saying, courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is action in the face of fear. How do you overcome fear?
Honestly, I think you overcome fear by, I mean, that quote is so accurate, but, you know, for me, it's just do it. I don't let my fear hold me back. If I'm afraid to do something, that doesn't mean I'm not going to do it. I suck it up and I then I'd do it. I mean, at my age, I'm 26 years old, and I've done many things in my life that people would never do. And I've been afraid a lot of times. You know, I'm immersing myself in a different culture. I've been alone in different countries. I've had meetings with people I never thought I'd be able to meet. I mean, right now I'm on a radio show, and this would be very scary for a lot of people. It is for me too, but I'm still here. I'm sitting in the chair and I'm talking to you. It's, you know, it's just about trying yourself, challenging yourself. And just because you're afraid, you know, that's even more reason to do something, just to prove to yourself that you can do it.
In the intro, I said you're a phenomenal young lady with a heart of gold. You've just mentioned you're 26 years old. Very impressive. You're very mature. How did you get so mature so quick? What do you eat, Mallory Brown?
It's definitely not my diet. How did I get so mature? Well, I've always been mature. I think growing up in a family with a child, a disabled sibling, you know, that taught me maturity right away to take responsibility for myself, take responsibility for another human being. You know, I learned real quick that life doesn't go the way you thought it would. You know, everyone has hardships and there's a lot to overcome. So I never really felt sorry for myself. And I think pity is pretty immature quality. So that was taken away from me at an early age. And I think also just I've been out of my comfort zone a lot in my life. Starting your own business when you're 23 years old is not a comfortable thing to do. But putting yourself out of your comfort zone is a way to mature. And so I've had an immense amount of challenges and tasks and learning opportunities, and they've all just made me grow up. And I guess I act a lot older than my age.
We're talking to Mallory Brown. If you want to learn more, www.worldclothesline.com. Mallory, if there's someone tonight 22 years old that says, I'm afraid of my own shadow, I'm paralyzed with fear, what do you tell that person?
I would tell them they can definitely conquer their fear, and it's all about baby steps. You know, when you look at the big picture, it's often overwhelming of, you know, someone that's afraid of heights, you know, to throw them on top of the Empire State Building. That's not a very practical way to conquer their fear. They'll be paralyzed. But they can climb one step higher every day, and it may take them years to get to the top, but they'll get there eventually. You know, so whatever you're afraid of, do one small action to overcome that every day, and then you'll eventually get better. I mean, I started my business 2 years ago, and I'm leaps and bounds from where I was the day that I launched. And I thought I was pretty, you know, pretty far along facing my fears on my launch date. And I'm so much further now, 2 years later. I can't even imagine where I'll be in 5 years. But, you know, it's all about those tiny little baby steps.
Mallory, what do you say to a parent who says, how can I give my son or daughter self-confidence?
I would tell them to praise their child. I grew up with so much praise from my parents. It was very reassuring because I knew they believed in me and my parents would love me regardless of what I did. I think a lot of parents might be afraid to praise their child because they don't want their kid to become conceited or think they can do whatever they want and it's okay. But really, it doesn't work that way. Knowing that you're loved, it gives you confidence to try new things, to, you know, pursue your passion because you know there's unconditional love around you. I think instilling confidence in your child will make them confident and, you know, believe in themselves.
You're a living example of the road less traveled at a very young age. Most young people, they want to be accepted. They want to fit in. What do you say to those people?
Well, I mean, that's fine. I mean, I'm a strong believer in teach their own, you know. If you want to fit in and that's your goal, go after it. But, you know, I'd say do that with gusto. Don't just be a follower your whole life. You don't have to take an alternative path just because I did. But I would say to make sure that's what you really want, don't follow just because you feel that's what you have to do. Try to take the road less traveled. If you don't like it, then go back to what everyone else does. But you know, just whatever you're going to do, whatever path you're going to take, commit to it fully.
What dreams or goals do you still have now that you're 26 years old?
I have a lot of dreams, a lot of goals. I see World Clothesline growing immensely. I mean, I said on the day I launched, my goal was to have an active clothing collection for every country in the world, which is quite the goal. And I would still love to do that. I want to expand to many different styles of clothing. I'd love to be in retail stores. Personally, I want to see the seven wonders of the world. I will see my third this summer. I'll see the pyramids of Egypt. But, you know, I want to get married. I want to have kids. I want to have a family. I have tons of goals. I think that, you know, my life is just beginning.
Mallory, as our time winds down tonight, what advice would you give, closing advice, to our young listeners?
Well, I would instill some wisdom that my father gave me. So I'll pass this along from my good old pops. But he told me when I first launched World Clothesline to cherish the little victories. When you think about, you know, if you wait to celebrate until the end, until you've accomplished your ultimate goal, you'll never get there because you'll wear yourself out in the process. But find something every day to celebrate, something you achieved, all the small little things, the baby steps I was talking about before, and celebrate those. And you'll feel like you've achieved success right away. You know, every day you'll achieve success, and you'll celebrate every little step of the way and appreciate the process so much more because you've enjoyed it.
Mallory Brown, when you look in the mirror each morning, you're looking at one of the seven wonders of the world. You got a golden future. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Please join us next Sunday. Until then, I'm Jack Rasula. Thanks for listening. And make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible.
Believe in yourself.